We come down now to Wagga Wagga in the Southern Riverina, and team manager at the Wagga Centre of Vision Australia is Kerry Strosh. Welcome again, Kerry.
Thank you, Stephen.
Now, you don't just serve the regional centres, do you? You really go out a lot into the territory around the centre.
We do. Sometimes I think that people think that just because we have an office in Wagga that we really only service around Wagga. But in fact, we provide services to lots of small communities. And actually, I'll share with you what we're fondly terming the Thelma and Louise road trip, which was in fact actually the Lynn and Kirsty road trip. Two of our staff members recently took a trip out to Hilston and Griffith and Narandra. They saw six people at Hilston. They also talked to staff and residents at an aged care hostel about some of the strategies that people can put into place when their sight is starting to go. They conducted an orthoptic low vision clinic in Griffith, and then they had a session with staff from Griffith Early Intervention Services in strategies for supporting young children who have vision conditions. And finally, on the way home, they visited someone in Narandra. So that was a pretty good all-round road trip as far as we thought.
How many days was that?
2 days.
And what sort of distances are you talking about?
You're probably looking at between 300 and 400 kilometres. Probably closer to 400, actually.
Yes, well, that's quite a bit of travel.
It is when you're fitting all of those other things in with the travel.
Yes, yes. So the furthest location that you would go to, that would be what, a couple of 100 kilometres from Wagga?
It would be, yes. We'd probably be looking at a radius all around Wagga of 200 to 250 kilometres.
Now, for people living in the Wagga region, they can keep in touch with all sorts of information out of the newspapers and from blindness organisations through the local radio for the print handicap station. 1RPH operates out of Canberra and in Wagga on 89.5 FM. Have I got that right, Kerry?
Yes, that's correct. And soon to be soon to have a repeater station at Junee.
Yes, well, that's really good news.
Through the efforts of Ian and June Bennett from Junee.
Kerry Strosh, team manager for Vision Australia in the Southern Riverina.